life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, eyes on the Ukraine conflict. We have good news. Ukraine signs a deal to obtain 100 French-made Rafael warplanes over the next 10 years. This is a solid commitment from France and Ukraine for what appears to be the network of Ukrainian defense forces over many years ahead, not looking for Ukraine to end its contest anytime soon or to arm up in the event that Russia prevails in the east of Ukraine so that it has important resources as it did not when this war broke out. I welcome John Hardy to comment on this good news and at the same time note that there is a report in Poland by Donald Tusk, the prime minister. The headline is All We Have. Poland blames sabotage for blast on major railway line. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk stopped short of linking Moscow to explosion. There's a photograph of men standing around a major rail line with an explosion that was caused by a contact explosive. It was meant to destroy the railway. These two reports from Europe, from different parts of Europe, are both threatening and at the same time sustaining because neither Poland nor France have written Ukraine off as a loss. John, a very good evening to you. The French news is welcome. The Polish news is alarming. But I come immediately to the question of the battlefield. It would appear that Pokrovsk remains a hinge point for the whole region that Russia has been assaulting for about a year. A week ago, there was a claim by Moscow that its soldiers had entered Pokrovsk or the center of the city in some fashion. And there was a video accompanying in a fog of various types of vehicles, most of them without armor, rolling down a highway. What is our understanding of Pokrovsk? What's going on there right now after a year's siege? Good evening to you, John.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me back on the show. Good to be with you. I saw the news of the French warplane sale to Ukraine. It seems like the two leaders signed a letter of intent for 100 fighter jets, along with some SAMP/T air defense systems, air defense radars, and some munitions, along with co-production of interceptor drones and some other equipment. I think it's certainly, regarding the warplanes, it's certainly encouraging that, you know, the French are looking to partner with the Ukrainians. I am a bit worried now that Ukraine is kind of diversifying its future fleet a bit too much. I mean, this new letter of intent comes on the heels of a similar kind of tentative agreement to buy a large number of Gripen fighters. Of course, Ukraine already operates the F-16. It's supposed to get more in the Mirage as well, alongside its Soviet legacy warplanes. So, you know, this kind of just raises the issue of, you know, being, you can be too diversified and kind of have a petting zoo of equipment, which can, you know, make it difficult for sustainment, you know, maintenance, and just kind of add a burden onto the future Ukrainian Air Force. I would like to see them kind of consolidate around one or two platforms rather than kind of going in all these different directions. And I think that I'm not even sure that, you know, that these rather ambitious targets will be met in the first place, but we'll see.
And the Polish news, the prime minister in Poland seems to be unsurprised by this. Are you unsurprised, John, that there's sabotage in Poland?
Yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead of the Polish investigation. The authorities there did indicate they think sabotage was involved. If it was the Russians, which I assume it probably was, it would fit with kind of Russia's track record over the last few years of kind of conducting these sabotage and other covert operations in Poland and in various other European countries, including targeting infrastructure or kind of facilities or even individuals in some cases linked to aid for Ukraine. And the rail line in question is involved in supply of equipment and munitions to Ukraine through Poland. So that could have been the motive here, is to kind of disrupt that.
And to Pokrovsk, the battlefield. I reported last week it looked like the Russians were moving in, but now there's news that they haven't moved in. Do we have any clarity?
Yeah, it seems that the Russians have continued to try to infiltrate forces into the city. It's not exactly clear how much they control. And I think in the city right now, as with much of the front, Russian and Ukrainian positions are kind of interspersed and co-located. So, you know, just because you see a Russian soldier in a certain area doesn't mean that the Russians have firm control over that area. As we've covered in some of the previous week's podcasts, Ukraine has kind of reinforced its position there, including with some elite units, to try to hold on to the city as long as possible. I do think that you know, the Ukrainians are running a kind of a bit of a risk here, with not so much Pokrovsk, but the nearby city of Mirnohrad and kind of its environs. Probably some hundreds of troops there, based on, you know, assessments and reports I've seen from the ground. And so if Pokrovsk does fall, you know, those troops in Mirnohrad and around it could be encircled and destroyed. So, you know, that's kind of risky. It's kind of fits a pattern throughout the war, where Ukraine has, you know, fought some successful battles, like, you know, Bakhmut, for example, where, you know, the attrition ratio generally was favorable to Ukraine. But over time, as the Russians kind of moved to encircle town or city, and you know, complicated logistics, as they've done in the Pokrovsk area, that attrition ratio becomes less favorable, and you run the risk of encirclement. So I hope that Ukrainian forces will prioritize force preservation rather than kind of the politically motivated desire to, you know, not give the Russians a win. I think Zelensky, you know, has an eye on Washington and doesn't want to have that headline be seen by, you know, Trump and others, that Ukraine loses Pokrovsk. Whereas in reality, you know, the loss of this city, which Russia's been trying to take for almost a year now, would not, you know, be that grave of a loss to Ukraine. It would, you know, carry some operational implications. Russia would be able to put FPV drone pilots in the city, kind of use its high-rise buildings to push the Ukrainians back near it, would facilitate maybe a Russian advance to, northward to try to kind of aid their goal of taking the rest of the Donbass. But really, you know, I think the Russians will still have a really hard time achieving that goal. And I think Ukraine would still be in a good position to maintain the defense there. But, you know, if you lose all our troops encircled or destroyed in that pocket, you know, that could have an effect on morale and leave you with even more depleted force to kind of reset your defensive line.
The Russian forces, the claim was that they were rolling into Pokrovsk. I was noting as I was watching it, hey, there's a lot of fog here. Is that a factor with those drones? Does it blind the drone warfare when the weather turns so damp and cold that there's fog on the ground?
Yeah, that's absolutely a factor. And the Russians often will time their assaults during poor weather, rain, fog, etc., which can impede Ukrainian aerial reconnaissance and FPV drone crews, bombers, etc. But, you know, on the flip side is that poor weather can also give some reprieve to the Ukrainian defenders, you know, allowing them to rotate positions or evacuate casualties or, supply troops, what have you. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I think in general, it does kind of, this time of year where you have poor weather frequently is a boon to the Russians. That said, over the winter, I think, it'll become a bit tougher for the Russians, not least because you have now foliage, pretty much all gone from trees. So that provides less concealment and cover from Ukrainian, aerial reconnaissance and drones.
John Hardy for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy reporting on Ukraine contest. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With diabetes, everyday decisions feel like a mystery without a solution. But with Dexcom G7, the most accurate CGM system, you can quickly and easily see your glucose in real time on your phone, helping you make confident decisions that keep your glucose levels in range and lower your A1C, which can protect your long-term health. Dexcom G7 gives you the knowledge to better control diabetes today for healthier tomorrows. Start your healthier tomorrow at Dexcom.com/knowledge. Dexcom data on file. For full prescribing information on risks, benefits, and compatible smart devices, visit Dexcom.com.
As a sports fan, you want the best way to watch your favorite teams at home. And now, you can experience game day in all its glory with a 2025 Samsung Super Big TV. It's super big and super clear, giving you a closer view than the sidelines. And you can go big without the blur thanks to Super Size Picture Enhancer. Select Black Friday deals start now. Go big and save big on the ultimate fan-worthy TVs at Samsung.com. Sales dates vary by model. Super Size Picture Enhancer utilizes AI-based formulas. Available on 85-inch and larger TVs on models QN70F and above.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.